You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in women's track and field history, April 28th through 29th, 2000. Swanee, the University of South senior, Heather Stone, now Heather Stone Williams, becomes the league's only three-time female athlete of the year selection and posts the top individual point total in the history of the conference meet, men or women, when she totaled an incredible 62.5 points, outscoring five teams by herself at the 2000 SCAC Women's Track and Field Championships held on the campus of Rhodes College. Stone posted individual victories in the 400, 800, 1500, 3000, and 10,000 meters, along with the 400-meter hurdles. Today we're joined by Swanee graduate Heather Stone Williams. First of all, Heather, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Heather, just going back to your senior SCAC Track and Field Championships, knowing all the events that you'd be competing in over the two-day meet, how did you feel and what was your mindset as you went in and attacked the conference championship meet?
Well, my mindset was that, you know, I knew I was prepared and I knew I could handle the challenge. I've been doing it all season long. I've been preparing by actually doing all events in several different meets. So, I knew I could do it, and the mindset that I have was, you know, I give it my best, I give it my all, and if I win, I win. If I don't, you know, I knew I gave it everything, and I loved running, and I gave it all my heart, and as the day went on, and I felt like I was getting tired, but the more I felt like I was getting tired, the more I focused on each event. So, you know, the 15 and the 8 were my favorites, and I gave it my all, and I didn't know what the outcome would be, but it turned out pretty good, and I was very excited when everything was over with and everything that I had accomplished that day.
Well, you mentioned the 15 and the 8, Heather. Just competing in so many events at the conference championships, was there one event that you felt most comfortable with or most confident heading into the championships, and why was that?
I felt most confident with the 1500. 1500 was my specialty, and it's what I love to do. And it's a very hard event. So the 400 and 800 and 3000 and other events that I ran actually prepared me for the 1500, and that's what made it the most comfortable, and I knew I could win that one.
Six individual titles, Heather. Each time you stepped to the top of the podium throughout the course of the weekend, did you have any idea the significance of your achievements or the history you'd be making over the course of your senior SCAC Track and Field Championships?
I really didn't, actually. My coach, when he told me that he was putting me in all of these events because he thought I could win it, I thought that it was a great challenge. I'm always up for a challenge. And with that, I ran my hardest in all the events, and the outcome ended up being in my favor for all of them. So I didn't really know the outcome, but I knew I had a great challenge ahead. And when I have a challenge like that, I always try to, you know, make my coach proud. And, you know, for me personally, that was a huge achievement for me. I didn't know what the outcome would be, but I was very pleased, and so was my coach.
All distance runs, except for that 400 hurdles, what was it about the hurdles at the distance, the 400 meters, that made you excel in that event?
Wow, that event, to me, was probably the hardest. It's all out, and, you know, the open four, you run very hard, almost your top speed, and then you can turn it on for that last 100, but it feels like the hurdles, you know, you're always having to maintain, you have a strategy for each hurdle that you come to, and you've got to maintain that stride and that same pace so that you can hit each hurdle with the same leg, and so it forces you to maintain that pace and discipline, and so if that one, I really enjoyed it because of the challenge, but for me, the 400 hurdles was the hardest.
Three-time female athlete of the year, still to this day, the only time that has ever been accomplished. What does that mean, that honor, as you look back on that in your career?
Oh, that means that's awesome to me, that achievement. I at the time, I never thought that it would ever happen. And, you know, just by accomplishing that, that's, for me personally, that's a huge achievement.
Individually, you posted 62.5 points, the highest ever by a male or female student-athlete at the SCAC Conference Championship meet, as I mentioned, outscoring five teams alone. What does that honor mean to you, still holding that record, and your thoughts knowing that you're able to be so dominant as an individual in somewhat of a team sport?
It means a lot to me. You know, I gave it, I was very dedicated, and it shows how much my hard work paid off. And, you know, the person that's behind me that's is able to beat that record, you know, congratulations to them. And, you know, and I hope someday that, you know, there is an individual that is able to do that. And, but, you know, like I said earlier, it was a huge, huge accomplishment for me. And, it's still huge. I look back on it today and I'm still in wow and awe of how I was able to do that. But, you know, like I said, I hope someday if there is someone that's going to be able to break that.
Yeah,
I would definitely like to meet them and congratulate them in person.
An outstanding career, Heather, as we've talked about throughout the course of this interview. You still hold three top five all-time conference times throughout your career, two of which are top records. Talk about what that means to you, still being able to hold claim to such an outstanding accomplishment as those.
Oh, wow. Those are all huge accomplishments, and just knowing that those are still records, it just lets me know how hard I worked and how being dedicated to the sport and the events has paid off. And again, you know, the records are made to be broken, and that person, that female that breaks those records, you know, congratulations. And I would like to meet them. And
finally, you know, just talk about what the memories that you have, Heather, that will always stick with you from that weekend at your senior SCAC Track and Field Championships, and something that you've taken away that you'll always have on your memory from them.
Yeah, those memories will never be forgotten, and it was very enjoyable for me. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, and a lot of pain, and being tired. But when it was all said and done, it was just. The feeling that I had, you know, nothing compares to that to this day. And, you know, my friends and the people I ran with and the other teammates, people from other teams, the camaraderie, you know, I've definitely missed that. And, you know, there's nothing to this day that compares to those moments I had when back in the day. With the SCAC Championship.
Heather Stone-Williams, three-time SCAC Female Athlete of the Year, and still holds the record for the highest individual point total at the SCAC Track and Field Championships. Congratulations on being a part of the top moment in women's track and field history over the past 20 years, and thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you.